We are on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of Tosfos, around five lines from the bottom. Im Tema. We had learned in Tosfos. Tosfos brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi explains why Rav Meir holds that there's a moil in betaklin atikim, why moilim b'shiyore alishke. So the Yerushalmi explains, because Rav Meir holds, we had learned yesterday that there are three trumas made from the shkolim, which are donated each year. There's a truma which is made Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And the money that goes into these kupas, when we make the truma, this money is used for the Karbonis Sibo. Now there's a Machlikas Tanoim. What happens if the money from these kupas are not sufficient to pay for all the Karbonis Sibo? What do we do? So the Tanakame in Yerushalmi holds that we make a fourth Trumah from the money that was donated after the third Hafroshe, the money that was donated from Sukkis to Nissen. So we make a fourth Trume, and we make a Trume Salishke from the money in the Lishke now, and that money is used for the Karbonis Hatzibur. Rav Meir holds, we do not make a fourth Trume. Rav Meir holds that we use the money from the Shiyore Halishke, the money that was left over after the first three Trumas, that money is used for the Karbonis Tzibur. And Hu Adin, the Taklin Atikin, the money that a person gave in Shnas Tovshin Samach Beis for the shkolim which he should have given Tovshin Samach Aleph, so that money is equivalent to Shiyore Halishke, so that money is also used to purchase Karbonis Tzibur. And that is why Moyalim Betaklin Atikin, according to the Yerushalmi, because inside the Shiyore HaElishke, inside the Taklin Atikin, have a potential to be used for the Karbonis Tzibur, so therefore there's a Din Moyalim. So Tosfos asks, Ve'im Taima, Ve'heichi Motzi Litroi Me'atikim LeKarbonis Tzibur. How can one use the Taklin Atikin for the Karbonis Tzibur? Habeinon Trume Chadoshe, K'didarshinem B'Rosh Hashanah, Havei Mitrume Chadoshe, Me'oiles Chodesh B'Chodshoi. That each year you have to make a Trume from the Shkolim of that year. That is why they were machizin al hashkolim ador, and they made a trume Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But the Karbonis Tzibur were made each year for that year. So how can we use the Taklin Atikin, according to Rav Meir, if the previous trumes are not sufficient? Taisi said we use Shiyore Halishka and who are in the Taklin Atikin to purchase the Karbonis Tzibur. The Taklin Atikin were shkolim that were given for last year's kabbonis. That there was a tashlumim from last year's chiyuv shkolim. So how can we use them for this year's kabbonis? So Taisvah says two terutim. Miyash loyma, dahayna la mitzvah. That then is that you need a truma chadosha, you need the new shkolim that were given this year, that's a mitzvah. Aval heiche de lo yefsha, but what is, if you don't have a truma chadosha of dinah, then we can use last year's. So it's only la mitzvah and not bediyevet. Inami yesh loyma, or else Taisvah says, I'll tell you another teretz, which is amayra de kechidish. Kivin shabo bishonezu. These taklin atikin were brought this year. They were brought because he didn't bring shkolim last year. But al koponim, this man havo was tof shin samach beis. So memele, kivin shabo bishonezu, kloima shleihoya shoma tmime mina havo. That means the Hava from this year started Nissan Tovshin Samach Beis. And these Taklin Atikin were also bought Tovshin Samach Beis. Shapi Kirine Bei Truma Chadosha. This is from the new Shkolim that came this year. So it doesn't matter that the purpose of the Hava was to repay last year's dues, to pay for last year's Shkolim. But the gather of Chadosha is the new shkolim that came this year. These are new shkolim which were brought this year. So this is also called Truma Chadosha, and therefore the Taklin Atikin are kosher, according to Rameya, to purchase the Kabbonis Tzibur from them. So Taisvah says, Mitoich Kach, if we're going to say this Yisod, is niche kusha acheres. Now, with this yisod, we can ferenfer another kashe, what is asked on Masecht Shkolim. Shemakshim ha'ilam. The Welt fragt a kashe in Masecht Shkolim, and with this yisod, Taisa says, I'll be able to ferenfer the kashe. The Masecht Shkolim omar, avni mizbeyach ba'azores ba'heichol mo'alim behem. That your moyel on these avonim. Now the Yerushalmi held that the avni mizbeach are purchased from the shiori halishke. Uporich hosam v'chiyesh mi'ile b'shirayim. Arei mishirayim nasin. This is made from the shiori halishke. And according to the Tanakhama, there's no mila by Shirayim. Tanakhama holds Moilim Bechadetin Veloy Batikin, that Atikim Evadinam Shiyari Alishke. And since the Avne Mizbeach come from the Shiyari Alishke, there shouldn't be a din mila. Vechiteime Rameyahi, so it's going according to Rameyah. The Oma Mayalin Bishirayim. Rameya says Mayalin Bishirayim. Klum Oma Rameya Elo Besoich Shnosoi. Va'onu Chutz Lishnosoi Kaimino. Let's skip the next few words, which Chazon Ish says is very shvel. Nanai Yishalmi doesn't say this Nusach. And the Chazon Ish explains as follows. That the Yerushalmi's kasha is that the she, according to Rameya, that holds Mayalim Bishirayim. So why is it Mayalim Bishirayim? So the Yerushalmi holds according to Rameya, it's Mayalim Bishirayim because the Shirayim have a potential that if the Trume will be used up, will use the Shirayim for the Kalbonis Sibyl. So therefore, the Shirayim in that year, that means in Shnas Tov Shin Samach Beis, we would never purchase Avnei Mizbeach from the Shiraim, because we have an eye on the Shiraim, that we might need them for the Kabbonis Sibbo. So since the Oymet for Kabbonis Sibbo, that's where there's a Din Mila. So Frag the Yerushalmi, Afilu according to Rameya that holds Moyalim B'Shirayim, but the Avnei Mizbeach, which were purchased from the Shiyorei Alishke, that was not bought in Tavshin Samach Beis, because Tavshin Samach Beis, that money was put away with an intent that might be needed for Kalbonis. So when did you purchase the Avnei Mizbeach from the Shiyorei Alishke? Tavshin Samach Gimel, I took the Tavshin Samach Beis money, which cannot be used anymore for Kalbonis, and then I purchased Avnei Mizbeach. So that is, let us again see the Loshen, so then there's no Milet, and in Tavshin Samach Gimel, the Tavshin Samach Beis money, there's no Din Mila anymore on that money, because it's not aimed for Kalbonis. The whole Din Mila is because man it's aimed for Kalbonis, and because man it's aimed for Kalbonis, you won't purchase Avnei Mizbeach with that money. It's aimed for Kabbonis. So the only time we used it for Avnei Mizbeach was when it wasn't loy anymore for Kabbonis. So then there's no Din Mila. So why are you moil by Avnei Mizbeach? Let's see now the Lashon of Tosfos. Nachamol, the Mesechish Shkolim Oma, Avnei Mizbeach, Vazoris Veichel, May Alin Behem. There's a Din Mila on these Abonim. As how could there be a Din Mi'ilah on these Avonim? These Avonim were purchased from the Shiyorei Alishke, and there's no Din Mi'ilah on Shiyorei Alishke. That's what the Tanna came out. So the Yerushalmi continues, Rameiri, the Omar, my Alim Bishiraim, it's going according to Rameiri, Rameiri holds you, Amoyel Bishiyori Arishkim. Klum Omar Rameiri, Elo Bishoich Shnosoi. So the Chazanish learns Pshat. Rameya only said, in Shnas Topshin Samach Beis, Yomoyelim Bishirayim, because you might use it for Kabbonis, so it's potentially oimid to purchase Kabbonis with it. So that's why this, it's oimid to purchase Kabbonis. That's why this is a Din Mila. V'onu chutz l'shnosei kaminim. If we're using it to purchase Avnei Mizbeach, so we're using the money of Tavshin Samach Beis and Tavshin Samach Gimel. In Tavshin Samach Gimel, there's no more Me'ila anymore on this money, because you won't buy Kabbonis anymore with it. Fine. Let's skip the next words, which the Chazon Ish says is very shvar. V'koshe, frek Tosfos, d'Rameya Omar Hoche, my Alim ba'Atikin. No, Atikin is also aimed for Kabbonis. No, Atikin is money that was given Tavshin Samach Beis for Tavshin Samach Aleph. So it's not Toich Shnosoi, and still Mayalim. So you see, there's no Tatnai of Toich Shnosoi for Mayalim. Avogav Da'ovru Shnosom, the Atikin, it says, Rameya says, Yuma'alim Ba'atikim, the Shkolim which were given Tavshin Samach Beis for the Chiyuv of Tavshin Samach Aleph, and Yuma'alim Ba'atikim, and was given for the previous year, and you're ma'alim. Then came, but sin look me, can we see the Mesechus Kol? Ramei hold your ma'alim, afilu chutz mishnosoi. O my porichosum klum oma rameya. Lefi my dita metarzina, but I just had a ma'ira dika oftu. Hoche de kerin in beit ruma chadosha. This is called teich shnosoi. Because it was brought in Tavshin Samach Beis. It doesn't matter why it was donated. It was donated for the Chiv Shkolim of Tavshin Samach Aleph. But since it's brought in Tavshin Samach Beis, so it could be used for Tavshin Samach Beis Kobonis. Mache shohu vibishonazu. Is necheshap and uchin look me hidosam ke Rameya. That Rameya fakertzu. The way we're saying Rameya never held that Shkolim, which the year passed already, if there's a Din Mila anymore, that Tikim are also That was Moel and Batikim is because they were brought in Shnas Tavshin Samach Beis. So that's called Chadoshim. Even though the reason they were brought is because he didn't bring Shkolim and Tavshin Samach Aleph. But that is called Tuma Chadoshim. Let us get back to the Gemara. The Gemara had asked Akasha and Rav. Rav had said, Amir de Kechidish, according to Rameya. He wanted to say a different Mahalach in Rameya. That what Rameya says, that Kidesh behegdish beshoigik loy moral, is not speaking about every hegdish. Every hegdish, a person is makadish b'shoigik, there's a din mila. This whole concept, what Rabbi Yochanan had said, that since this whole transaction was betois, and if they would realize it, it would never have occurred. So therefore, it's not called a tzor mershus. Rab didn't hold such a thing. And kiddush, that what it says in the Mishnah, kiddush b'shoigik is einem kodeshes, is speaking about a unique type of hegdish, speaking about the ksainis of the big day kohuna. And the ksainis of the big day kohuna, the hegdish of big day kohuna, the hegdish was made with a shield, with a hagbola. That means when they were magdish, the big day kohuna, they realized that the kahanim are bas of Adam, they're not malachei asharis. So when they were magdish, the big day kohune, they realized they're coming into a problem. The kahanim after the avodah will still be wearing the big day kohune. They won't take them off immediately. No, they're wearing begodim shal kodesh, shaloi bishas avodah. So they'll be moil behegdish. So come out every day after the avodah, the kahanim will be doing more avodas and mitzvahs. They'll be moil behegdish. So therefore, when they made the Hegdish, they made a shir on the Hegdish, that there will not be a din mile if the Kahanim will be nene mishoigik from these begodim. So this is a shir on the Hegdish. The Hegdish was made in such an oifen that a hanoa mishoigik from these begodim will not create a din mile. So we created such a Hegdish. That's a dava muskim. So Rav had said, Rameya went a step further. Rameya said that if we're making such a hegdish, we have to be consistent. We have to say that not only if the kahanim will be nene b'shoigik from these begodim, there will not be a din mila. We have to be consistent and say anyone who will be nene from these begodim b'shoigik will not be moil. That was the chiddush of Rameya. And that's the machloikis Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds this whole shiur and hegdish was only created letzeire hakahanim, and the shiur is only the gabi the kahanim. Someone else who does not have this problem of leinitna terle malachei asharis, if he's nana b'shoigik, he'll take be mail behegdish and he'll be yaitse lechulam. Dafke the kahanim have the shir. And Rameya holds not like that. So the Gemara asked Akasha if Rameya holds that if there was a shir in the Hegdish, there's no more a din mila b'shoigik by anyone. So the Gemara asked Akasha, why according to Rameya are you moyel the taklin atikin, your moyel, and the shiore alishke, which is used, according to Bavli, for the chaymei seir, there's also a shir in the hegdish of the chaymei seir, because people are not malachei yeshores, and unintentionally, they'll have anor from the chaymei. So therefore, they made a shir and the hegdish, and according to Rab Meir, this shir includes every hanor b'shoigik. So if a person is nene from the shiore halishka, which is oimet for the chayme seir, he's nene b'shoigik, he shouldn't be moil. So the Gemara had answered on this kasha Loitaima Rameya Alaima Rab Yehuda. Estes, Rab Yehuda is the one that holds that your moyel b'taklin atikin. Rab Yehuda holds your moyel b'shiyorei lishke, because he holds, even though there was a shir and hegdish, it's only the gabi the ishtamshus of the chayma, or any other shkoge, there's a din mila. That was the Gemara's teretz. But according to Rab Meir, there's never a din meile on the chayma seir, because there's never din mila on the chayma seir, because since we said on the shigigis hano of a normal shimush that we made a shir and the hegdish, that there shouldn't be a din mila, so there's no more a din mila. Toshma, the sanya Omar Rabbi Yishmoel bar Rabbi Yitzchok Avne Yerushalayim shenoshu, a stone from the Chayme Seir fell out. Mayalim behem Divrei Rab Meir. So now a person sees a stone. Mamish Hashkoche Protis. He just lost a stone and the wall of his house fell out or broke, and now he sees a beautiful stone in the Chayme. It fell out. So he goes and takes the stone and puts it in his house. He realized it's from the Chayme and it's Kodesh, he put it in his house. Shtei toch do, moyal in bohem, b'moyal. Nu, Rab Meir, we're back to the same kasha. Rab Meir said that Chazal were consistent. They said, oh, shigigoy sano, there's no din mila. So this person, good, this doesn't have to malache yashoris, but he was a shigig. So why is there a din mila? So the Gemara says, Loitema Rab Meir, Loitema Rab Yehuda. Again, we have to be geiris Rab Yehuda. Yi Rab Yehuda, see geiris Rab Yehuda. So it comes out that Rab Yehuda holds that the Chaymish Yerushalayim were Kodesh, and Memela, there's a din mila on the Avnei HaChayme. Yi Rab Yehuda Yerushalayim, Mi Mekatshe, the Chaymish Yerushalayim has a Kedusha, was made from Mois Kedoshim, Bosnan. We learned a Mishnah in the Dorim. The person said, Ke Imra, Ke Dirim, Ke Eitzim, Ke Ishim, he had a kicker. It should be like Imra's, like the Tomid, Ke Dirim, Ke Dirim, Shal Kobonis, Ke Eitzim, that's a Meroche, Ke Ishim, like the Kobonis, Ke Eichol, Ke Mizbeir, Kiri Yishalayim. Erab Yudayim, Ekolo, Ima Yerushalayim, Loi Omaklo. Because Yerushalayim is not Kodesh. There's no Kedusha on the Chayme. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Yerushalayim, the Avnei HaChayme, was not Kodesh. And here it says that Avnei Yerushalayim Shenoshu Mayalim Behem. So Divrei Rab Meir. So he has the Kash according to Rab Meir, according to Rabbi, can't be Moil, because they made a shir and the Hegdish. Every shigig is on Lord, there's no demila. So you told me, Rabbi Yehuda, I got news for you, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chayme B'chal is in Kodesh. So now you can tell me now. B'chitayim, Mishim Dol Yom, Ki Yerushalayim. Maybe you tell me, Pshan, the Mishnah is, he said, Ki Kizei Yerushalayim, it doesn't mean like the Chayme is Yerushalayim. It just said, Ki Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Stamazay doesn't have a Pshan. Shum loy amaki Yerushalayim, vasani vilenta barais, Rabbi Yudayim akolo amaki Yerushalayim, was also loy amaklum, atshiyidr bedava hakor b'Yerushalayim. That means Yerushalayim is chayil, Yerushalayim is in Kodesh. So the Gemara answers, Rei tanoi ninu ba'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. There are two tanoi ma'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi, Ki imra arei olai kikr ze, ki imra ki se hatomid, it's like the tomid, ki dirim, dir behem is hegdish, ve dir haitzim. Vichitei modam avidu lo yom haklum, mishum lo yom haki Yerushalayim, el arei ze olai Yerushalayim. So the Gemara answers, trei tanoi vali bedrab yude, ike laman di yoma Yerushalayim mikatsho ke hegdish. There's one Tana Libid Rab Yehuda that holds that Yerushalayim was Kaddish. Shem Yitoil may avnei hachoyme livnois bebeisai moal. It was Kodesh. And it's vikla mandoma loy mekacha. And another mandoma says loy mekacha. Some amele this tuta no malibe de Rabbi Yehuda. Some amele. So my teretz remains. What does Taisva say? Treita no malibe de Rabbi Yehuda. Persha kontras ikla mandi oma yishlai mekacha. Shemitum avnei achayim alivnaisa bebeisayim alvikla mandi oma loy mekacha. Miu kosher. Now the Pnei Yeshua explains this kasha is not a kasha what Rashi said. This is a zaitike kasha, which is no shaykhist to what was said till now, but with our sugya we'll be able to fa'em for the kasha. Now Tais is asking a zaitike kasha. The perik shnei dainig zeres toni. And shnei dainig zeres it says as follows. Avnei mizbeach vahechel vazore boim mi bedek habayis. They were purchased from the mei bedek habayis. Chutz l'chaymes ha'azore, the inyonim in Yerushalayim which were chutz l'azore, kigoyin chaymes seir, boim mi shiyore lishke. This came from the shiyore lishke. Azoi shteit mesechtes ksubis. Ome mesechtes shkolim tanya, avnei mizbeach vehechel ba'azoreis. Mishiyorei alishke, chutz lochaymes azor, gein chaymes yiroboy melishkes pedek habayis. So, this is a kashe, a stira from the Yerushalmi and Shkolim, or a samaraise, and Shkolim from a baraise that's brought down in Ksubis. V'yeshloima. So now Taisu says, but with our sugya, we can be miyashiv everything. The zicha machloikis, no, the baha pligi, the he dishnei dainig zeres, spiralei, ein moy alin bishirai. He holds ein moy alin bishirai. That means we had mentioned yesterday that the shiyorei lishke, the Kedusha was Nifka from it. If you perched Avnei, that means it had a Kedusha Kozman, you weren't Teirim from it. So it's Oymed L'Kolbonis. But after the Tume, and it was Oymed for the Chaymesir, the Kedusha became Nifka. Because then Nishmucha Tzichau became Nifka, but it became Nifka. So Mimele, and therefore the Shiore Lishke is Ein Meyalim B'Shiore Lishke, so Hu Adin, the Chayme Seir is also Ein Meyalim. Bishlam the Bopli Gidi, the Shnei Dani Gzeir is Sfirlei Ein Meyalim B'Shirai. Chman Da Oma Yerushalayim Ein Kedusha. That's the Rabbi Yehuda in the Dorin. V'achi Kama. And this is Pshat in the Gemara Ksubis. Davne mizbech vaheichel bazores the kdoishim the kodesh boi mi bedek habayis the kodesh kemoike v'choy meseir deine kodesh according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Dorim bo mishiyorei alishke. So that is going according to the Rabbi Yehuda in Mesetas in the Dorim that holds so imek Yerushalayim le'om haklum because holds Yerushalayim is ein the kodesh. Vahi the Meseches Shkolim, the Koma Avni Mizbeach Vaheichel Vazore Boim Mishiyore Lishke, Sova the Meyalim Bishiyore Halishke, it's Kodesh, and therefore the Avni Mizbeach can come from the Shiyore Lishke, Kachoysin Mehem Dova Kedusha. Vacholshke mi Bedek Habayis, when I use Bedek Habayis, I'm out of Gibis, the Kodesh Tvei. Chutz lochay mesazore, kegay chay meser midulaseo, boy mi bedek habayis, kloima af mi bedek habayis, the kodesh kedusha gedoylo, the kesava Yerushalayim kitcha. So Taisva says that an argemoros machadish treita noy alibid Rabbi Yehuda. There's one time that holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yerushalayim is kodesh, the chay mes kodesh, avnei achay meshen noshru yomoyel behem.
We have another Tan in Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Hoymek Yerushalayim lo yomaklum because it's chulin. So these two Baraises are chulik and they're going because these two Tanoi. The Baraisa that says that they purchased Chayme Seir from the Shiore Alishka holds that Yerushalayim is chul. And the Shiur Elishka also became Chayil after they were Toirim, from the Lishka. The Shiur Elishka became Chayil. So therefore, that's why he said, Ay Makir Shalim Lo Yom Aklu. The Baraisa that says that the Chayme Seir came from Bedek Abayis, so he holds the Chayme was Kaddish. Could even come from Bedek Abayis. Who then from Shiur Elishka? Because he holds that Yerushalayim is Kodesh, so then is Moyalim b'Shiyorei Alishke. So Memele. So these two Tanoim, which our Gemara mentions, that's these two Tanoim from these two Baraisas. Omar Ule Mishmei de Bar Podim. So now we had two mahalchim in Rameya, to understand why Rameya holds if kidesh b'shoigik eino mikodeshes. One mahalach was Rabbi Yochanan's mahalach on daf nun gimel amid beis that there's no din meile by b'shoigik because since the whole meile was betois, so there's no din meile. And Rav and Daphne Daud, Amad Alps had a different Mahalach in Ramei, which we had mentioned before. Omar Ula Mishmei de Barpoda, Oima Hoya Rameya, Hegdish Bemezid Mishalo, Beshoigik Ein Mishalo. So that means that Barpoda was seen Rashi holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that Beshoigik, since it's Betois, if you would have known you'd never done it, so there's no din Chilul Beshoigik. Let us see what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi, Bar Pode Poliga de Rav. Vesvire leike Rabbi Yochanan, de taime de Ramei b'masnisim mishum de ksova ein hegdish mischalo b'shoigig de mekach toisi, because the whole transaction was betois, so nothing happened, so there was no eitzor mishus hegdish. Dloi nechalai de nischalo hegdish al yodei. So that is why b'shoigik there's no din chilul hegdish because nothing happened. B'meisid mischalo rameyos b'meisid. If I have an intent to be meitzi mom and hegdish, so then it becomes nischalo. But b'shoigik, the whole thing was a mistake. So there was no haitzomishus hegdish. So it's not mischalo. V'loy amru b'shoigik mischalo. Now, this is saying by saying b'shoigik ain't in mischalol, we have to clear our throats because the pasuk says ish ki simel mal b'shem v'chota b'shkogo because she b'nei Yisrael. So the pasuk says is a din mila b'shoigik, and Baal Pod says there's no din mila b'shoigik because it's a tois. So Bar Pode continued that v'loy omru b'shoigik mischalo. This pasuk that said b'shoigik is mischalo is elalinyan kolben bilvad, only legabi kolben. So the pashtus of the Gemara means as follows: it never goes out lechulin because there was no. If I would have known, I never would have done this. So it never goes out lechulin. And now what the pasuk says, you bring a kolben. You bring a kolb, but it doesn't go out l'chul. Frag the Gemara, that's very difficult to understand. Chimiachad ein mischal kolb b'may mechay. So there was no mila. The whole mila is that you took, you were mighty agdish l'chul, and if you're telling me, since the whole thing was a toys, so there was no itzor mehagdish, so nothing happened. If nothing happened, how could there be a kolb? Malpode is very difficult. Eloki also Rovin, Porish Mishmei de Bar Poda, Oymai Ramei Hegdish Bemeisid Mischalu. Bishoigik ein Mischalu. Loi Omru Bishoigik Mischalu, El Leinyen Achila Bilvad. So now, we'll see let me just say one pshat in the Gemara, so you should know one pshat in the Gemara. So the poshet pshat is, this is what Taisus HaRosh shows, and Taisus seems to say, and the Ritva says Rashi also holds like this, that we had mentioned in the beginning of the sugya that there's two types of mila. There is a mila of a tzor mirshus hegdish. That means I'll take money of hegdish and I'll purchase something with the money. So there the whole meal is hadval. I didn't derive benefit from it. I'm just taking this. I want to buy something. And it's of the mekach isn't chal, because it's betois. If I would have known, if he would have known, this transaction never would have occurred. So taka didn't occur. So nothing happened. So if nothing happened, so there's no meal. There was no etzor mishus hegdish, because nothing happened in chayshe mishpat. There was no transaction whatsoever. But if a person has hano from hegdish, a person ate a kikir shal hegdish, no. So he had hano from hegdish. It was betois. If he would have, yeah, everything. But did he have hano from hegdish? He had hano from hegdish. So this is chiramila. So this was so if he was nanimig the hegdish, so here was nischalu ziyotzalachulin, and here there's a chiyamila. So we're differentiating between the two types of mila. There's a mila of aitzah mishus hegdish. That's only b'mezit b'shaygik. If it was the whole aitzah was betois and it's not hal, so there wasn't a transaction, so there's no din mila. But if a person ate a kikir shel hegdish, so zikha there was, he was nanim in the hegdish, he was the maitzi mishus hegdish, he was nanim in the hegdish, so memela, then there's a din mila. But let us see Rashi and Tosfos, and then we'll try to elaborate a little. Zot Rashi, v'loi amru b'shaygik mischalo kloima. I just said Ramei holds b'shaygik eini mischalo. The Torah says b'shaygik there's a din mila. Like siv b'toire mischalo. But now what the Torah says there's a din chilo, that doesn't say the Torah din chilo. Elo shet zorich korban mila. You need a korban, you have to bring a korban. Aval hamois, komokim shahil chayis hegdishem. The mois never left reshus hegdish, since this whole transaction was made betois. So the Gemara says, listen, if the mois are hegdish, so there's no korban. So the Gemara answers, linyan achila. Ha oichel kikar shal hegdish. The also lay hegdish. Here take, there was a tzor mishus hegdish. There's no hegdish. The kikesh hegdish was vuhu adin ladlokas neir. And then Rashi says ulachol hano, which we will come back to. Rashi says tu misholim. Then Rashi says ulachol hano. Avol eitzos mois hegdish, but if I samazai spent money of hegdish, ain be mila leinovki mirshus hegdish. There was no eitzah mirshus hegdish. There was no eitzah mirshus hegdish. Only when is there a din mila, a person ate a kikir shel hegdish, he was madlikaneir with shemin shel hegdish or lechol hano. And we'll come back to lechol hano. I just want to see Taisvis. Taisvis, the fourth Taisvis on the Amid. La'el, by omru, el le'inyin achila. Ha de noket achila. Taisvis says, lav davke. To who are they not only feed, do are they mimhoya shemen de hegdish, vehidlik bayaner de moal. Sharei kila oiso min ha'oilom. So Taisvis says, lav davke, eating, the word is needed, when you had a hano that took away from hegdish. I burnt shemen shel hegdish for my own benefit, so b'shoigig. So I didn't know, but I took away from hegdish. So maybe this didn't mean. V'im taima. So now Taisvis asks a shchek lechekashe. Im kein amai moyalin b'chadetin. We learned yesterday betaklim chadetin with shkolim. You are moyal. Your moil. Now with the coins, how do you didn't eat it, you didn't burn it. So why is there a din mila? We're just saying that, so till now we would say, because he spent it. But now we're saying that Ma'apota holds, this was a toys. If you would have known, it's saying they would have done it. So it's not called spend. So it's not called Daitzom Mishu says it. But in Ramei holds Moile Metak Lechadetin. V'yeshloima dohosom nami airi sheshokal kenegdan mishkailis. So Taisa says, you know, the case of Mila Baitak Lechadetin, it means that he had a scale, and he wanted to weigh a pound of meat, and he didn't have weights on the other side, so he took the shkolim, which had a bashtim to weight, and he took the shkolim of Hegdish, Tak Lechadetin, and he used them as weight. So he had hano from the weights. Shenene migufa shkolim, vave kemoy achile, loyosi elo lemute haitzo. So now, the Lashon of Tosfos L'davoini is very unclear, because Tosfos in the Kashe assumed for Dovah Poshit that the whole time there's a din mile, hidlik boyane, sherekilo isamin ha'olam. So Tosfos explained the argument. Tosfos understood you always need Haitzah from Hegdish in order there should be a din mila. But it's if the Haitzah is through a transaction, so since the transaction is betois, then there's no Haitzah. If the Haitzah is through kiloyin, I'm eating it, I'm burning it, I have a no, I'm not mazik. So that's called Haitzah, Misha says, I took Hegdish, I ate it, I burnt it, so that's called Haitzah. Sha'arei kilo. That kishakilo isaminoilo. Then Taisa Sakash Shemu Shamayim. Ramei is said you're moil betaklin chadatin. So how could you be moil? So Taisa said, Vasam Nami Ayri. No, I'll tell you, it's talking about over there. So Lukhaira, Taisa should have said something else. Oh, I said the wrong words before. The criteria is not kilaminoilam. The ikka is, the difference is if the meal is through taking away or deriving benefit. If you take away, so if it's b'shoigik, I never took away. And that's the chayra Taisus teretz. The lashon of Taisus is very unclear. But Taisus feels ice, and that's what Taisus says. The vote of achila is not I'm taking away from Hegdish. The vote of Achila is I'm deriving Ano from Hegdish. If I derive Ano, let it be Bishoigig, I derived Ano from Hegdish. That's called a Me'ila. So I'm taking away a Ano from Hegdish. Even though nothing is missing from the Hegdish, but I received Ano from Hegdish. So maybe that's also called Mila. So Memela all Hanois Bishoikik there's a din mila. That what Chameya holds. Bishoikik there's no din mila, that's Davkibali also Elamute Aitso. If I spent money shall hegdish, so there the whole mila is not the Hano that I have. The mila is the Aitso Mirshus Hegdish. So if it was Betois, was Bishoikik, there's no Aitso. And the Ritva wants to say that what Rashi is also unclear. Rashi goes down the list. Rashi says, Achille, and then you burnt it. Vasharanos! So the Ritva says, Rashi also means, you don't have to be Mechalad Agdish, as long as you had Anor from Agdish, there's also a Din Mila. But the Ritva brings down, there's a Shitas HaRishonim, that holds, that's the Shita of Bein Hananel, that holds, that what the Gemara mentioned, Achila, the Gemara means you have to take away from Hegdish. That means the Yesod of Mila is taking away from Hegdish. That Hegdish is losing, not I'm deriving. Hegdish is losing. So Achila, I took away from Hegdish. Ner, I took away from Hegdish. Takle Chadetin is a Shreklecha problem. That's a problem. But transactions, I didn't take away from Hegdish, so Mamela, there is no Mila, according to Rameya, if it was Bishagi. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Ade Barab, Haloche Kerameya Bamaisa. We had in our Mishneh a machloikis between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda by Hegdish. We had a machloikis between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda by Maaser Sheni. By Maaser Sheni, Rameir holds held she's Einim Kadeshis, because Maaser Sheni is Mom and Gavoya. Rabbi Yehuda held this mekadeshes because it's mamon hedyet. By hegdish, we had a machloikis between a man, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir held hegdish is not mischalo b'shoigig. The meizid it is mischalo, and Rabbi Yehuda says punfakad b'shoigig. It is mischalo b'meizid. It's not mischalo. So now, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav L'maisa, how do we paskin? So he says like this, Halacha k'rameya b'maisa. By maisa sheni, we paskin like a meya that it's mum and gavoya. Hoyel v'sosam lontana k'bosu. This is a mishneh like rameya, so we see we paskin like rameya. V'halacha k'rab Yehuda behegdish. And we paskin like rab Yehuda behegdish, that b'meisa deini mischalo, v'shaygik mischalo. Hoyel v'sosam lontane kibosei. This is not Mishneh by Hegdish like Rabbi Yehuda. Now he starts elaborating. Kerameya b'maisa mahi. Where do we see a stam Mishneh like Rameya that maisa sheni is mom and gaboye? This not. We learned a Mishneh. Kerem revai. Now, kerem revai means that the person had a vineyard, he planted a vineyard, the first 3 years it's olam, so nothing more to talk about. The fourth year it's revai. The pasuk says it's kodesh. Now, exactly what dinim are said on this kerem? The din is you have to take it to Yerushalayim, need in Yerushalayim. There's a din pidyon, it can be poided. That we know. But now we'll speak about two halachas which we don't know. Kerem revai, beishamei oimrim ein loy chaymish. That even though there's a din pidyon by kerem revai, just like there's a din pidyon by maiser sheni, by maiser sheni, if the bailam is poide, he has to be moisef a chaymish. By kerem revai, he does not have to be moisef achaymish. He's poided for face value, and that's it. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, ve'ein loy bil. Maisa sheni, the halacha is, I have maisa sheni in my house, I have to take it to Yerushalayim. I'll take it, but I have, the first 2 years is maisa sheni, the third year is maisa oni. By the third year, there's a din be a maisa. You have to get rid of all the maisas. You have to do what has to be done with the maisa. You can't keep it in your house more than after the shana shlishis. There's a din be a maisa. What about neta revai? You also have to take it to Yerushalayim. Beshamay says there's no such din. You can keep it whenever you'll have the opportune time will come to take it to Yerushalayim. You'll take it. There's no inyan of beer. Kerem Revai, like there is by Maisa Sheni. That is what Beis Shammai holds. Beis Loimrim Yeshloi. No, Zadin Chaimesh, Zadin Bir. Now, second halacha, then we'll see how everything fits. Beis Shammai Oimrim Yeshloi Peret V'Yeshloi Oilulis. Kerem Revai, the fourth year, it's yours. The Kerem is yours completely. So therefore, all the obligations that a Bala Kerem has to Aniyim, that means there's dinim if you're cutting the clusters and it falls, so don't pick it up, that belongs to the Aniyim, that's Peret. Oilulis, if the clusters do not have branches, it only grows on the stem, that also belongs to the Aniyim. It's the fourth year already, it's yours, so there's a din of Peret and Oilulis, it's your Kerem. You have to go and all Matnas Aniyim that apply to a Kerem apply starting the fourth year. Beisil Oloimrim Kulei Legas. Nah, there's no obligations to Aniyim. Whatever the clusters that fell, this Oilulis, you go and put it and make wine out of it and drink it. There's no obligation whatsoever for you to give matnas aniyim from this kerem the fourth year. So now the Gemara is going to explain. My time at the Beis Hillel, Gomri Kodesh Kodesh Mimaisa. They learn how to Gzeirish of it. It says by Kerem Ravai Kodesh. It says by Maisa Sheini Kodesh. It says Gzeirish of it. Ma Maisa. So now all the Alochis that Maisa Sheini have, so Kerem Ravai has. Ma Maisa Yesh Lai Chaymish V'yesh Lai Biyo. Av Kerem Ravai Yesh Lai Chaymish V'yesh Lai Biyo. Ubeishamay le gomri kaidish kaidish mi maisa. Beishamay don't hold of this gzeirish of it. So memele, so these intricate halachas that maisa sheni has, the bailam is maisa fachaymish, is that didn't be a maisa. This does not apply by kerem ravai. Beishamay le gomri kaidish kaidish mi maisa. Now, ubeisilo loimrim ki maisa. Now, let us go back. Basil holds Kerem Ravai is like Maisa Sheni. Keman Svirlu. How does Basil hold? Ike Rab Yehuda that holds Maisa Sheni is Mum and Hedye. Amai Kula Ligas? So why did I say, so the fourth year it's Mum and Hedye. So it's called Kalmacha. If it's called Kalmacha, then you're obligated to give all Matnas Aniyim. Ha'omar Maisa Mum and Hedye too. So why is there no din of Peret Voilulis? So we see that Beis Hillel holds like Rameya, that Maisa Sheni is Mum and Gavoya, so the fourth year it's not called Kalmecha, I learned how Kodesh Kodesh Mi Maisa, it's not called Kalmecha, it belongs to Gavoya, and Gavoya there's no obligations to Aniyim, so therefore, all the Peret Noilus, I make wine out of it, and Pashtetzer, it's Maisa Sheni, so I'll drink it in Yerushalayim. So we see that Beis Hillel holds like Rameya. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. B'maisa the Mama Gavayu. K'rab Yehuda b'hegdish t'shagik v'schalu b'lai meizd. Ein lai chaymish. Ha'machalu p'eroysu v'la'alai sadam u'shalayim. Ein tzach lai sif chaymish afilu b'olov. Ein lai biyo. Bishon shlishis v'shishish shel shmita. Sha'mais chayis mizbar min abayis. You have to get rid of maisa sheni, no maisas. Sha'osa la shayis and yoysik t'chsik sechala la aser. Yesh loy beisil lohod, yesh loy chaymish, yesh loy mir kiaf lakamon. Yesh le din peret, yesh le din oilis. Tekamo chokirin embe. Bishamay old is called your kerem. V'aniyam oichlo moy, so it's your kerem, so there's a chiyav of all obligations that a Baal HaKerem is mechuyev to the Aniyim. It's Kerem Ravai, but Aniyim Oichel Noisim, Yerushalayim. The Aniyim will take it to Yerushalayim. I pay the Noisoy, Umal and the Mayim. Kulei Ligas, the Kosovri, Kulei Momin Gavoyahu, that everything is Momin Gavoya, Kemaisa Sheni, Yalof Minekim, before Shvozel, Lekerinim Bekarmacho, Peret, what's the title? Peret Hanoisha Bishas Petzira, while it was in the midst of cutting, so a cluster of grapes fell. Uchsiv, a peret kamacha, loy salaki, don't pick it up, leave it over for the aniyim. Oilolois, eshko, shen le psigin, a cluster that doesn't have any branches, ela achasi kula. It's one, everything grows on the stem. Beisil, the medami kermel by la maise, kaman svirlai. B'maisa, linya mom and gavoy mom and hedyet. So if they say there's no din peret voilus, alav kerameya, ubeisilu kistam mishtachoshevlu, va'alochi kemoison, we paskin like beisilu.